everybody. This is Randy Cocker II, and I am so excited that you are listening to our audio podcast today. Whether you're on iTunes or you're on Google Play or Spotify or Podbean, it doesn't matter. I'm just excited that you're listening to this podcast today. But listen, this teaching, very quick teaching or very quick podcast episode, it is called How to Pray for Others. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Grace, mercy, and peace from Jesus Christ." You know, Paul prayed for three things to be given to those he loved. So when you're not sure how to pray for others, what better example than this one where he asked God to give Timothy? These three things are this. Number one, grace. Peter says, "God who gives all grace will make everything right. He will make you strong, support you, and keep you from falling," in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. This word grace implies all of God you'll ever need to handle whatever you're facing. That's worth praying for, isn't it? Don't you think that? Worth praying for grace. That's number one. Number one is grace. Number two is mercy. A large, you know, I'm going to tell you a real quick story. A large publishing house has a machine that automatically mails reminders to its readers that their subscriptions have expired. And then one day it malfunctioned, and a rancher in a remote Colorado town received 9,734 notices. So he drove for miles to the nearest post office. He mailed in his check and wrote, "Send me the magazine. I give up." And that's how it is with God. He keeps sending us notices, and the Bible says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." In Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 23. That's number two, is mercy. Number three, the last one, is peace. In Proverbs chapter 1, verses 33, it says, "All who listen to me shall live in peace and safety, unafraid." What a gift it is to know that God's peace can sustain you through the worst situations. And the kind of peace he gives is different from the world, from what the world offers. And even in John chapter 14, verse 27, it says that at best it offers us temporary relief. But the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. It says that in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. So the next time you're praying for someone, ask God to saturate them in his grace, number one, in his mercy, number two, and in his peace, number three. So how do you pray for others? You pray for them to have grace. You pray for them to have mercy, and you pray for them to have peace. Listen, I love you, and I thank you for listening to this podcast today, and I pray that it has been a blessing and encouragement to your life. I love you, and I pray God's blessings over you, and I'll talk to you again very, very soon. And always remember, one word from God can change your entire life. Until next time, bye-bye.